Baba Basil Daf Nun Amud Beis. Shneihem. Also the seller and also the buyer, Yeshnu Medin Yemei Yemayim, have the halacha of Yemei Yemayim. So that if it waits a mace less before he dies, they will not be killed for his death. Zeh, the seller, mipnei shehu tachtov, because he is still underneath him. Vezeh, and the buyer, mipnei shehu kaspoy, because he is his money. So the Gemara explains the reasoning, his reason. Umasab kalei, and Rabbi Yosi is not sure, ikinyan peiros kikinyan agufdami, whether the owning of the fruit, the use, is considered like the owning the body, and therefore it's considered like the slave of the first one, ilavke kinyan aguf dami, or it's not like owning the body, and therefore it's considered like the slave of the second one. And this suffix, nefashis, and if we have a doubt, which is connected to life, which means if a person is obligated for death or not, is lahakil, we have to be lenient, we can't kill him, and that's why they're both not killed of it. Rab Lazer says, shneyem einam bedin yem yemayim. Both of them are not included in the halacha of Yemei Yemayim. And if he would be beaten, a death beating, that they killed him, so even if he stayed alive for a misless, for 24 hours, and only afterwards he died, they would still be killed. Why? Zeh lefishene tachtov. The buyer is because he's not yet underneath him, because he's still enslaved and working for the first one. And the seller does not get that break of Yom Yomayim L'Sheinei Kaspoy, because it's not his property, it's not his money, because he already been sold and the second one owns it. Omar Rabbi says, my time with Rabbi Lozor. What's the reason of Rabbi Lozor? Because the Pasuk says that over there, Achim Yom Yomayim Yamud, it says, Lo Yukam Ki Kaspoyu, that he should not take revenge because it's his money. So we say that if the Eved stands up and he doesn't die for Mezle'ez, so then we don't take revenge in the master to kill him, since the slave is his money. But it seems that the reason would be extra. Why does he have to give a reason for this halacha? So he explains that it's Kaspoy HaMiyuchadloy, that it has to be his property which is designated for him, and not a case where other people have a portion in it. So we learn from his words that any time that the body belongs to one person and the fruit, the labor in this case, belongs to another person, both of them aren't considered to be owners, and they can't sell. And therefore, Amemer said that a man and a woman that sold in the Nichse Meluch, that is the property that belongs to the woman, and the husband eats the fruit, they haven't done anything, it said. But our Mishnah holds like the Chachamim, and therefore, a woman is allowed to sell the Nichse Meluch to her husband. So the Gemara asks the question, the loy li ish chazok benichse ishtoi, and because of this, a man does not have a chazoka in the assets of his wife, and that's why he doesn't have to protest. But Rav says, eishes ish tzrichalim chois, a married woman, that a person came and held on to her nechasim, nechse melug, that belonged to her, she must protest, because another person, there is a chazok in her belongings, and if she's not going to protest, she's going to lose. So the Gemara says, Kiman. Beman. With whom does she have to protest when it holds on in her assets? If we should say that she needs to protest ba'acher, another person, not her husband. Didn't Rav say that you can't hold on to the assets of a married woman because she can say that she relied on her husband, that her husband is going to protest. Elolav, but they're not. We have to say that when a Rav says that a married woman has to protest, it's talking about Baal, that it's her husband. So we see here that if she doesn't protest, he will have a chazakah. So therefore, it's difficult on his opinion from our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah it says that a man cannot have a chazakah in the assets of his wife. They want to answer Zomer Rava, says Rava, La'ilam, it's talking about Bebal, they're talking about a husband, and there is a way that he does have a chazakah. Okay, going Shechofar Bo Boiris, that he started digging in it pits in a field which is not made for pits. Boiris are round ones, or Sichin, they're long and narrow, or Maoris, they're square, that have a roof, but and have a door. So, since the assets of Melug, Nichsi Melug, are not enslaved to him for him to ruin them by digging pits, so therefore we say that he definitely, that he bought it from her, and if she he didn't buy it, she should have protested. So Friday Gemara, Rabbi Nachman, ain't chazokah l'nezokin, that there's no chazokah l'nezokin, which means that if a person is damaging his field of his friend by digging pits and similar, if he did so even for 3 years, he cannot say later on that the field is mine, I bought it, because since he did not hold on to it in the natural, the usual way that people hold on to it, which they enjoy the eating of the fruits of the field and not ruining it, he didn't protest it. So when it answers, Eimo ein din chazok al nezikin, then you have to say in the words of Rab Nachman that ein din chazok al nezikin, that the mazik doesn't need to hold on 3 years in order that it should be considered a chazakah, but it's an immediate chazakah, because a person will not see to it that people are doing damage to this field and being quiet, so doing the damage makes the chazakah immediately. Another answer, Ibo Yisema, we can answer, Lav Itmar Allah, did we not learn in the Beis Medrash, in the words of Rav Nachman, that Rav Mori Omar, Rav Mori said that Rav Nachman's words is Bekutra, that it makes smoke in his Rishus, and the smell reaches the friend's Rishus. Rav Zvid Omar, Rav Zvid said that Rav Nachman's words said Vesakise, that in the Vesakise, that's in his Rishus, which is built on top of the karka, part of the property. And also the smell comes to this friend's property. So even when the person held on to it for many years, his friend can protest against it. And for that, a chazakah doesn't help. But if one makes a chazakah in the field of his friend, even through the fact that he is damaging the field by digging pits into there, the chazakah of 3 years helps. The Gemara brings now another answer to answer the words of Rav that says that a married woman needs to protest, and our Mishnah says that a man does not have a chazakah in the assets of his wife. So Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, La'olam, the truth is, a husband that holds on to the assets of his wife, even if he digs there, Bayris Sichin Amayris, he doesn't have to protest, as we learned in our Mishnah. But when Rav said that an ish has to protest, it's talking about ba'acher. It's talking about another person who's holding on to this married woman's nichsim luk. So even though we said that you cannot make a chazakah in the nechos of a married woman, that's only during the lifetime of her husband, because she's lying on her husband that he's going to protest, because he's having the fruit, or she says that maybe the owner sold it to another person, the fruits from the nechsim luk that are his, and she won't be able to protest that the guy is eating it. But there is sometimes a situation that she has to protest. That the other person ate part of the yizd chazaka during the life of her husband. And also 3 years additional, he ate the fruit after the husband died. And he says that he bought the field from the husband who bought it from the wife. And then he's believed because Miku Diboy Omarle, because he could have argued and say that I purchased the field with the fruit from the husband for all of his lifetime. And if the wife dies first, that I will inherit the actual body of the field. But if the husband dies first, then I'm going to have to give back to the woman the field. And when the husband died, I wanted to continue to hold on to this field, and therefore I bought the field from you after your husband died. And I don't have a shtar, and he's believed, ki omar lo nami, when he tells it also, ad zavinta lei v'zav nahali, that you sold the field of the nichsim luk of yours to your husband, and he sold it in Mehemon, and he's believed. And therefore, if she did not sell it to him really, she needs to protest within the 3 years. The Gemara brings that there is those that disagrees on Rav. Gufa. Amar Rav, Rav said, "Ei machzikin b'nichsei ishes ish," that you can't hold on to the assets of a married woman, and she doesn't have to protest in the person who holds on to her nechosim.